our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's early evening as we look in on the Andrews home, and we find Mr. Andrews just arriving home from work.
Oh, I'm home.
Yes, is that you?
Who'd you expect? Jughead?
Yeah. Oh, I had the water running out in the kitchen. I didn't hear you. Hello, dear.
Hi.
How'd everything at the office go today?
Oh, not bad, Mary. Not bad. Mary, what's in that box?
Something I bought today.
Uh-oh. Here we go again. Another new hat?
Oh, Fred, don't be silly. How could a hat fit in a long, flat box like this?
Oh, Mary, some of the hats I've seen could fit in any kind of a box.
Well, it isn't a hat, so relax. It's a Scrabble game.
Good. You. A what?
A Scrabble game. You know what Scrabble is, don't you?
Sounds like a new way of preparing eggs.
Oh, Fred, stop. It's that new word game everybody's so crazy about. I was sure you'd heard about it by now.
Well, I haven't. You see, I spend my time on such trivial matters as working and earning a living for my family. I have to ignore the important things in life, like Scrabble.
Well, it's time you learned how to play it. In fact, you have to learn how. The Jenkinses are coming over tonight.
The Jenkinses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're both wild about the game, and I invited them over tonight to play. That's why I went out and bought a set.
You were... I don't know the first thing about the game.
Well, that's why I have the set here. I'll teach you right now. Now, come on out in the dining room. We'll play on the dining room table.
Oh, now, Mary, look, I don't want to learn any silly, childish games. If the Jenkinses are coming over, why can't we play bridge or just talk?
Because they like to play Scrabble. Now, sit down and I'll teach it to you. Anybody can learn how to play Scrabble.
But I don't want to learn how.
Fred.
I'll learn.
Oh, that's better. And I'm sure you'll love it.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You will. Now, the whole thing is just a kind of crossword puzzle. You play with this board, see?
I see.
And each player gets 7 of these letters to start with, and he tries to make words with them. And then the next player tries to add a new word to the word the last player just made.
And
nothing. That's the whole game.
That's all there is to it? You just sit there and make up words?
That's right. But you keep score, and the trick is to make words with a higher score.
Oh, no. Mary, that is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of.
Fred, it isn't ridiculous at all. It's very fascinating once you get started. Look, I'll show you how it works. I'll pick some letters, and I'll stand them up on this rack like this. Now, you pick some letters for yourself.
Oh, Mary, I'm not the least bit interested.
Fred, try it.
Tell me. All right, I'll try it. Make up words. I don't know what nonsense.
Now, let's see. What word can I spell out? Moron.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, silly. I'm making the word moron. See? M-O-R-O-N. Now, that's worth 7 points doubled. So that's 14 points I just made.
So what?
So now it's your turn. I'll try to make another word using any one of the letters in my word.
Oh, this is the most childish thing I ever heard of.
Fred, stop grumbling and try to make a word.
Oh, I am. But this whole thing is ridiculous. It's silly. That is downright stupid.
Fred, make a word.
All right. Quote.
Quote?
That's right. Quote. Q-U-O-T-E. Anything wrong with that?
Wrong. Fred is sensational.
Huh?
That's worth 37 points. Why, you hardly ever make 37 points in one word.
Really?
Yes, really. Fred, you're very good at this game. Awfully good.
Well, yeah, I do seem to have some sort of talent for this sort of thing at that.
You certainly do.
Yeah, I guess I do. And on second thought, I guess I was wrong about this game. I can see now this is a very difficult, serious, and intelligent game. Yes, sir. Very intelligent. All right, go ahead, Mary. It's your turn. Let's see what you can do.
Your father will give you the money, Archie?
Sure, he's got to give me the money. After all, I haven't been to the movies in 4 days now.
And that sure is 12 picture playing tonight. 3D.
Oh, don't I know it. Well, I sure hope my father's home.
Mary, it looks like I'm in trouble.
He's home anyway.
Well, go ask him.
I will, Jug, I will. I'm going to think of a way to get him in a good mood first. I'm going to ask him for money when he's in
trouble. Are you sure?
Yes, Mary, I'm really in trouble.
Chuck, did you hear what I heard? I heard.
But that's the last thing I can do.
Sure, something must have happened.
Oh, Fred, there must be something you can do.
Nothing I can think of.
Boy, it sounds serious.
If I could just figure out a way to make money.
Money?
Well, can't you?
No, I don't see how. I've tried every possible angle, but it just doesn't work out.
Well, goodbye movies. Jughead, never mind the movies. This sounds much more serious than that.
Well, the only thing I can think of is begging.
Begging? Did my father say begging? That's what it sounded like to me.
Fred, there must be something else. You won't make very much with begging.
Holy cow. He did say begging. I got a pair of dark glasses and a tin cup I could lend him. Jughead, this is no time for jokes.
Yes, you're right. But the only other choice is stealing.
Stealing?
Stealing? I mean, stealing. Oh, boy.
Sure, it's a sin. And I can make an awful lot that way.
Jughead, my father must have flipped his lid. Or else he's awful desperate. Or both.
Are you sure that's the best you can do?
Probably. That's what it'll have to be.
Well, then the only thing left for me to do is starve.
Starve?
Well, guess you're right, Mary. That's about all you can do.
Oh, Jughead, this is terrible. It's awful. It's horrible. Yeah. Especially right before supper.
Yes.
Jughead, stop being funny. Do you realize what's happened? Do you realize what that means? My father's broke.
Broke? Sounds like he's fractured to pieces.
Sure does. Jughead's in real trouble. He must have lost all his money, every cent. His business must be bankrupt. He's even ready to beg or steal.
Well, at least your mother's honest. She's willing to starve.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's great. Maybe Mom's willing to starve and Dad's willing to steal, but Jug, I'm not going to let them do it.
Huh?
Jug, I've got to do something about this. After all, this is my family, and if my father is in trouble, I'm going to help him.
Gee whiz, Archie, how much can a kid like you steal?
Plenty. I could get a couple of them to steal. Jug, I'm not going to steal. I'm going to help my father so that he doesn't have to steal or beg either.
How are you going to help him?
I don't know yet, but I'll think of something. Must be something I could do for my family in an emergency like this. I could borrow some money or get a job or... Jughead, maybe I could get my father a job.
Your father?
Sure. People would pay my father a lot more than they'd pay me. So all I have to do is get him a job.
Well, why doesn't he go out and get himself a job?
Jughead, I'm surprised at you. When a man's been in business all these years like my father has and made a good living and supported his family... Well, he's too proud to go asking his friends to please give him a job.
But how are you going to find a job for him?
I don't know, but I'll think of some way. I know lots of people. Somebody would do me a favor and hire my poor, starving father. I'll bet... Hey, I know Veronica.
She's already got a father.
Jughead, that's the point. Veronica's father. Well, he's the richest man in Riverdale. He's got more businesses than he can count. He's got money he hasn't even folded yet. He'll give my father a job in a minute.
What makes you so sure?
Jughead, it's only logical. After all, I take Veronica out more than anyone else. But if my father doesn't get a job real quick, I won't have any allowance. And I won't be able to take Veronica out at all.
So?
So do you think Mr. Lodge wants to see his only daughter unhappy when all he has to do is give my father a job?
No, but I think it'd be cheaper for Mr. Lodge to give you an allowance and leave your father out of the deal.
Jughead, we Andrews do not accept charity. We're willing to work for our money. And I'm going over and talk to Mr. Lodge right now.
Well, don't you think you should discuss this with your father first?
Jughead, that's the worst thing I could do. You know how my father is about business matters. He thinks that it doesn't concern children, not my affair. Jughead, I'm going to show him that I'm not a kid. No, sir. I'm going to go see Mr. Lodge right now.
Want me to come with you?
No, Jug, I'd better talk to him alone about this.
Well, okay, if that's what you want.
Why can't we finish the game, Mary?
Because I didn't realize how late it was, and I have to get supper started, and the house cleaned up, and I want to change my dress, too.
But we quit at the most interesting part. I had a word that was worth 40 points, at least.
Well, you get all the points you want when the Jenkinses get here. Now, while I'm getting supper, why don't you run down to the drugstore and pick up a few refreshments?
Hmm? All right, Mary. I'll get some ice cream and soda and popcorn and potato chips.
Well, now, Fred, I have a lot of things in the icebox, so don't go buying out the store like you usually do.
Oh, now, Mary, quit worrying. I won't buy out the store. Besides, what if I did? After all, I'm not a pauper yet.
Well, if you don't want me to come over to Veronica's with you, Archie, I guess I'll cut across the lot to my house.
Okay, Jack, I think it's better if I go see Mr. Lodge alone. I'll call you later.
Okay, and good luck with Mr. Lodge.
Thanks, Jug. I need it.
Jughead, is that you?
Uh-oh.
Betty.
Hi, Jug. What are you doing over here?
Oh, nothing.
Wasn't that Archie I saw crossing the street?
Maybe.
Where was he going in such a hurry?
Oh, no place.
But I thought I heard you say something about Mr. Lodge.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Jughead, what's going on around here anyway?
Well, gee whiz, Betty, not a thing. Nothing at all. Not a single thing. You're just imagining it. Nothing's going on, really. Nothing at all. What makes you think anything's going on? Besides, it's a secret.
Oh, so something is going on.
I didn't say that. And besides, must you know everything?
I don't want to know everything, just the secret.
If I told you, it wouldn't be a secret.
I bet Archie would tell me.
He would not.
I tell him all my secrets.
Well, you wouldn't tell him this.
I would so.
How do you know you would when you don't even know what it is?
I tell Archie no matter what it is.
Oh, yeah? You'd tell people your father was broke and didn't have a penny left to his name?
Sure I would.
You'd tell people your family was so poor that your father is thinking of begging so that your family won't starve?
Sure I would.
You would not and you know it.
Oh, okay, so I wouldn't.
That's what I thought. And besides, I have to go home now.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. I guess I told her a thing or two. Think she can come snooping around and get me to tell a blabbermouth like her secrets I promised Archie I wouldn't tell anyone. I... Oh, boy. She got the secret out of me anyway. Oh, boy. That, Betty, it just shows to go you. You can't trust a woman.
Now, don't tell another soul.
The Andrews have lost every penny.
They're practically starving.
Everything they had was mortgaged to the hill.
They took his car.
They're desperate.
They're paupers.
They're poverty-stricken.
They don't have a thing in the house to eat.
The whole town's talking about it.
But remember, don't tell another soul.
Well, Mr. Andrews, what can I do for you?
Hello, Mr. Kringle. How much some ice cream and ginger ale?
Ice cream and ginger ale?
That's right.
You want ice cream and ginger ale?
That's right. You sell ice cream and ginger ale, don't you?
Yes, I sell it, but I didn't think you'd be wanting to buy it.
Well, I didn't expect you to give it to me.
Well, oh, I know that, but... Well, there's a lot more important things you could be spending your money on, like bread, potatoes, milk.
What's that got to do with ice cream?
Nothing, but you can buy a lot of potatoes for what you pay for one little box ice cream.
Yeah, I suppose you can, but I don't want potatoes. I want ice cream.
That's the point. Maybe you should want potatoes.
Mr. Pringle, look, I don't know how we got into this discussion, but it so happens I'm having company tonight, and I'm not accustomed to serving potatoes to company.
Oh, so that's it. Company?
Yeah. Anything wrong with having company?
Well, no. No. Company's all right. You got something to give them?
Well, I will have if you'll quit talking in riddles and sell me some ice cream and ginger ale.
All right, Mr. Andrews. I suppose you know what you're doing. What kind of ice cream and how much ginger ale?
A quart of vanilla and 3 bottles of ginger ale.
Sure you need that much?
Yes, I am sure.
Well, okay, if you say so. All right, here you be.
Thank you. Now, where do I owe you?
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Andrews. I'll put it on the bill. Yeah.
On the bill?
Yep. You don't have to pay for it now.
Oh, I don't mind paying for it.
Oh, no, that's quite all right, Mr. Andrews. You've been a good customer for a long time. I'll charge it, and whenever you get back on your... I mean, when you get around to it, you pay for it.
Well, I can pay for it right
now.
You
tell that boy of yours anytime he wants an ice cream cone or a soda, he come right in and charge that, too.
Can't deprive children
of the things they're used to, you know.
Yeah, I suppose that's true, but why?
And you can have as much credit here as you like. Well, here's your package, Mr. Andrews.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye, Mr. Andrews. You come in again now, anytime at all.
You tell your missus she can do the same thing.
Yeah, I will, That isn't the strangest way of doing business I ever heard of. He tries to talk me out of buying these things and he won't let me pay for them. Boy, if that's the way he does business, that guy's going to be in the poorhouse before he knows it.
Has a job that he can give Dad. Rich guy like Mr. Lodge, I'm sure he can find something for Dad to do. He's got to find something for Dad.
But Archie, hello. How y'all, Archie Kim? Nice to see you all, Archie. Dear. Don't stand out there, Billy. Come on in.
Well, thanks, Veronica. I really came over to see your father.
My father?
Uh-huh. It's a very important business matter.
Oh, something to do with the trouble your father's in?
Yeah, it's got some... Huh? She was... How did you know?
Well, it's all over town. Everybody knows.
Golly, they do? I didn't think anybody knew at all. Nobody but me. Well, I guess the son is always the last to find out about things like this.
I guess so. But Daddy isn't home right now.
Gee whiz, he isn't? Well, I just wanted to ask him if he could give my father a job of some kind.
A job?
Uh-huh. Dad's got to have work and quick, Veronica.
Oh, my goodness, Archie, with all the people Daddy hires, I'm sure he can find work for your father.
Gee, do you really think so?
I'm positive. You just go home and tell your father he has a job.
Well,
what?
Well, I was hoping your father could come home with me.
Come home with you? What on earth for?
To plead with my father to take the job.
Plead with him?
Uh-huh. Well, you see, Veronica, my father's a very proud man. He'd never take a job unless your father came over to our house and coaxed him to take it. Made him feel important and all that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, we'll just wait for Daddy to come home and take him over to your house.
Well, do you think he'll go?
Think he'll go? Archie, when I ask him, he'll go, or I don't know Daddy.
I'm back.
Oh, Ben, did you buy those things?
Sure did. Quart ice cream, 3 bottles of ginger ale, and a bag of popcorn.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, Huh? What's a shame?
But you bought all that. The Jenkinses aren't coming over.
Aren't coming over? Well, when did this happen?
Just now. Mr. Jenkins called and said they were going to a movie because they didn't want to bother us at a time like this.
At a time like what?
Well, that's what I couldn't figure out. And he said to let them know if there was anything he could do.
Do about what?
Well, I couldn't figure that out either. The whole conversation was very strange.
Well, I can't figure it out. Hey, you know something, Mary? Mr. Pringle down at the drugstore was acting pretty strange, too.
Mr. Pringle?
Yep. First, he tried to talk me out of buying these things. Then he insisted that I charge it.
Charge it?
Yeah.
Why, for pity's sake? He's usually so cranky about charging things. Well,
that's what I thought. I'll get it, dear.
All right.
Hello. Speaking. Oh, hello, J.P. What? Cancel it? Why? Can't deliver? Well, what gives you the idea I can't deliver? Well, I know you can't take chances, but you're not taking any with me. Well, yes, you do have a right to cancel, Mr. Anderson, may I at least come into your office and discuss this with you? Yeah. All right, fine. Tomorrow morning. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
Hey, what's the matter?
J.P. Anderson just canceled the contract we signed this morning.
But why?
He kept saying something about how he had to be sure of delivery and couldn't go out on a limb. Now, what makes him think I can't deliver?
Fred, something awfully strange is going on around here.
I know it, but I can't figure out what it is. Oh, good grief, now what?
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Well, Betty, well, what are you doing here?
Hello, Mrs. Andrews. Hello, Betty. And why do you look so sad?
Never mind why she's sad. Betty, what's in the hat?
Money, Mr. Andrews.
Well, money?
Uh-huh. $32.06.
Well, what about it?
I collected it from friends of yours.
Friends of mine?
Uh-huh. And they all gave it gladly and said they'll give more, too, if they have to.
Well, who's that money for?
For you, of course.
Oh, all right. I can use it for... Oh!
For you. And please don't be too proud to take it, Mr. Andrews. We know you'd do the same for us.
Mary, what is this female child talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, no, not again.
Hi, Mr. Andrews. Yeah. I spoke to my Uncle Herman, and you're all set.
You're all set with what?
With the Relief Bureau. My uncle knows a guy down there, and he can fix it so you'll get a check for $38 every month. All you got to do is go down there and fill out some papers and tell him you got a bad leg or something and can't work.
Mary, am I out of my mind or am I hearing what I think I'm hearing?
If you are, it's the same thing that I think I'm hearing.
Why is everybody suddenly talking like we're ready for the poorhouse?
Fred, you don't suppose that's why Mr. Pringle...
And Mr. Anderson.
And the Jenkins...
And now Betty and Jughead.
Fred, it can't be.
Mary, I certainly hope not. Now, look, you kids, before I go out of my mind, tell me in small words, is there for some fantastic reason a rumor circulating that I am in financial difficulties of some kind?
Gee, nothing like that, Mr. Andrews. Yeah. People are just saying you're broke.
No, I don't believe it.
Well, golly, it's true, isn't it?
But never mind whether it's true. What I want to know is... Who is the monster? Who is the fiend? Who is the idiot who started this story? Now, who?
I'm home.
Come on in, Mr. Lodge. Hiya, Dad. Hiya, Mom.
She was, what's everybody doing here?
Oh, Mr. Lodge, Veronica, what are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to discuss a business matter with you, Andrews.
Business?
Well, not exactly business. It's about a job.
A job? For whom?
Well, for you. I could use a man like you on the night shift at my Riverdale plant.
Mr. Lodge, please, let me understand what
See,
you just...
See, every cloud has a silver lining, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah, Betty, if you don't
It's a very good job, Mr. Andrews.
Veronica, I'm
Fred,
sure...
this is awful, absolutely awful.
Mary, never mind.
Don't take it, Mr. Andrews. You lose out on that $38 a month.
Jughead, just keep your...
At least it's a living, Dad.
Will you, please, I... Now, just a minute here. Just 1 minute! That's better. Now, listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact. And before it goes any further, I want to find out who started the rumor that I was broke.
I did, Dad. Rumor?
Just what I said. Rumor.
You mean you're not broke?
Arch, I am not a millionaire. But I happen to have a checking account, savings bond, a house that is nearly paid for, a car that is paid for, and a prosperous little business. Now, does that sound like I'm broke?
But, Dad, I myself heard you say you were in trouble and you couldn't make any money and you might even have to beg. And Mom said she'd rather starve.
Archie, neither your mother nor I ever said anything like that in all our lives.
Wait a minute, Fred. It does have a faintly familiar ring.
Mary, I tell you, I never said any such thing.
But I heard you. I did, too.
And I tell you, I didn't.
When was it I heard those words? Fred, I know you did say it.
Well, I said I couldn't make any money. I said that.
Yes, I'm afraid you did when we were playing Scrabble.
When we were playing... Oh, no.
Out in the dining room?
Yes, Archie, out in the dining room.
And it was just a game?
Yes, a word game.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, and I thought you meant it.
And because you jumped to the fantastic conclusions, half the town think we're paupers. I've already lost a big contract, and with J.P. Anderson, my business is probably ruined.
Oh, now, don't worry about that, Andrews. I know Jim Anderson quite well. I'll tell him the whole story tomorrow. I'm sure he'd be glad to reinstate your contract.
Well, Why would you do that for me, Mr. Lodge?
We're sure glad to, Andrews. I'll tell all the other boys, too, just in case the story's gotten around. I think we can put an end to the rumor. It won't hurt your business at all.
Well, thank heavens for that.
And, Betty, I want you to go back to everybody you collected that money from and give it all back and explain fully why you're giving it back.
Yes, Mrs. Andrews.
And I'll talk to Tom Jenkins tomorrow and straighten him out.
How about that relief angle? Want me to see if I can still swing it for you?
Juckhead, I do not.
Okay.
Well, Fred, I guess things aren't as bad as they sounded. Everything's straightened out now.
Yes, I guess so, except that our evening is ruined. I was looking forward to playing Scrabble, you know, Lodge, but we don't have anyone to play with now.
Well, now that you mention it, Andrews, my wife and I are Scrabble fans ourselves. We'll be glad to play with you.
You will?
Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful, Lodge, wonderful.
Hey, Veronica, suppose you drive home, bring your mother over here. Tell her we're playing Scrabble with the Andrews.
All right, Daddy.
And, Veronica, when you get back, maybe we can go to the movies. That is, if my father could give me a little extra money.
Glad to, Archie, glad to. And I'll give you enough to take Jughead and Betty, too.
Gee, thanks, Mr. Andrews.
Thank you, Mr. Andrews.
That's all right, kids, quite all right. But listen, Lodge, while we're waiting for your wife to get here, what do you say we play a little two-handed game ourselves, huh?
You mind if I do?
Good. You know, I get the biggest kick out of that game.
I know how you feel. Very interesting game.
Well, I better go get Mother now.
Yeah, and I want to put on a clean shirt and tie if we're going to the movie.
Me too.
I better return this money before we go.
Okay, then we'll all meet back here in half an hour.
Fine, I'll see you later.
Bye. Yes,
bye.
Bye.
Bye,
Judd.
Well, Archie, thank heavens we got that settled.
Yeah, Mom. For a minute there, I thought Dad was going to commit
murder.
Murder?
That's right, Lodge. I hate to do it to you, but I have to.
Oh, no. Andrews, you're killing me.
Mom, you'd better call the cops. Dad's having a fight with Mr. Lodge.
Archie, Andrews, you listen.
Now back to the Andrews. It's several hours later, and we find Archie just returning from the movies.
Oh, Mom, I'm home. I broke. Fred, did you say broke?
That's what I said, Mary. Broke.
You folks still playing Scrabble?
No, Archie, we're not playing anything. I was just explaining to your mother that I'm broke.
He broke? For real?
Yes, for real. Mr. Lodge suggested we play Scrabble for money just to make the game more interesting, and he beat me so badly he took every penny I had on me. I'm really broke.
Oh, no.